Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:07 Tuesday morning. It's super gray and yucky out. It was gray and yucky yesterday, too.
Yeah, like it'll clear right up.
Yeah, the sun was only out for like an hour at my house.
It was muggy at my place yesterday and pretty hot. But today's supposed to be cooler, at least where I live, in over the hill.
We went to Alcatraz yesterday.
Oh, yeah, how was
so beautiful. It was just, I love those people at the Hornblower. They just do everything really well. And we got there to the island, and Connor, who's really into Alcatraz.
Is he 10, you said?
About that. Right. I should have asked him his age yesterday, but he
grandson,
was just fascinated by it. Right. They did, we walked up and read every single sign.
Oh. Did he take the tour?
The audio tour. Everyone did that, did all the stuff. We listened to, I don't know if they were park rangers. It's different than when I used to work there. Oh. But, you know, they tell stories and they paint a picture for you, and it's just, it was so fun.
Yay.
I just was so glad we got an opportunity to spend that time together.
You used to be a park ranger
yeah, over at Alcatraz. Hooman, afterwards we went to that restaurant that we love.
Oh, yeah.
Fog Harbor.
Yeah.
And we got the
one.
Tower of Seafood.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It's a Tower of Seafood.
It's like one,
I want a
two,
Tower
maybe
of Seafood,
three,
Vinny. Get me that.
Three stacked up three platters, whatever you call
God,
it.
I want that so bad right now.
I was like, okay, before you bring our water, I'm going to order this.
And can you just bring me the mercury straight and pour it into me?
I'm totally fine with
God,
it. As long as
so
it comes
good.
Wrapped in seafood that's been fried.
And the kids, man, they eat everything.
Yeah.
They are so into seafood. I was very happy. I was just watching them.
God, I could go for
so
fish
happy.
And chips. Maybe I'll make John take me out tonight. Let's go get some fish and chips.
But in any case, it cleared up right away, you know, by 10 o'clock.
No, that's crazy.
So it'll probably clear up real soon.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's so gray and depressing right now. Anyway.
You complain if it's hot. You complain if it's cool.
Listen,
jeez,
I love
Sarah.
Complaining. You know me. I've got to find something to complain about.
Right about that.
Thank you, Hooman. Caller number 9 right now gets to bother Hooman. He won a pair of tickets to Cirque du Soleil's Amaluna. Amaluna. Oh, wow. We're twisting in all kinds of pretzels. We're doing crazy stunts. We're upside down. We're right side up. We're underwater. We cannot breathe. So, Amaluna, under the big top at the lot at Oracle Park. Amaluna opens on November 19th, and tickets are on sale now at CirqueDuSoleil.com/Amaluna. Or be calling 9 right now, 800-400-3697. And boom, just like that, you win. Celebrity Trash brought to you by The Organic Coup, kicking off your day right tomorrow morning by offering a buy one, get one free breakfast sandwich.
Oh.
Open until 10:30 at all Organic Coup locations.
That's nice.
Yeah. So that's on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Delicious.
So I was reading this thing this morning, and it's, I mean, time is just flying by. Like, that two-week vacation, that felt more like 2 days. I feel like something happened in between. Anyway, I guess 10 years is the cutoff for being nostalgic about stuff. Like, you got to wait at least 10 years before you can start to, like, oh, remember when this happened? Remember the days before this? So there are 15 moments in pop culture that were happening 10 years ago this month. And here they are. This is August of 2009.
Okay.
The number one song in America.
And in 2009.
In 2009. This month, though. You know.
Oh, specific. Month specific. Right. That's tough.
This one topped the charts for the entire month of August. It spent 26 weeks, they say, at number one in 2009, which doesn't seem possible
since
Lil Nas X just broke the record at 17 weeks.
How about Can't Stop the Feeling by Justin Timberlake?
No, that was actually... That
later.
That was a little bit later.
Oh.
I think Lil Nas X is for a debut single. So.
Oh.
Right.
Oh,
no. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I guess.
Because this is his first hit. His first and only. I mean,
Yeah, then why would why did they just say he dethroned Mariah Carey? That wasn't her first hit. Anyway, whatever. Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
Really?
10 years ago this month. Number one the whole month. And tonight's gonna be a good night.
They played, before that whole thing broke up, they played Outside Lands. Mm. I remember seeing them. They were one of the headliners, but I don't remember what year that would have been.
Well, when did you come back? 08? I think you immediately went to Outside Lands. So that was 11 years ago.
But they weren't the first.
Mm. So maybe it was the next one. Maybe it was that next year.
Yeah, maybe.
They were certainly top of the charts. The best-selling albums in August were Daughtry's Leave This Town.
Oh, wow.
I know. And a Demi Lovato record. And by the way, we still bought albums back then. Spotify wasn't available in the U.S. for another 2 years.
Mm.
Oh, it didn't start here.
Yeah, I guess it's, I want to say they were talking this morning, something I was reading about Spotify. It was like, we've been around for 13 years, but I guess they started elsewhere. Or maybe they just had a slightly different setup. Anyway, we still bought albums 10 years ago. It's a little easier to make money as a musician. August of 2009, these are like pop culture moments from 10 years ago. Just 10 years ago. The first time you ever heard the Miley Cyrus song Party in the USA.
10 years.
Was 10 years ago.
Okay.
Dang. It's a good song. I like it.
I actually love this song.
Yeah.
It's a party in the USA. Emily Blunt and John Krasinski announced they were engaged 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
They're still going strong. That's good news. newly elected President Obama named Sonia Sotomayor as the Supreme Court Justice. That was 10 years ago. Michael Jackson's death was officially ruled a homicide.
Mm.
He had died in June. And by August, they said, yeah, that doctor killed him. Director John Hughes died of a heart attack at 59. Ted Kennedy died of brain cancer at age 77. DJ AM died of an accidental overdose. Kourtney Kardashian announced that she and Scott Disick were pregnant with their first child. They now have three. Woo! Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Aniston were dating. I don't even remember this. Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Aniston were dating. The rumor was that they'd broken up and he'd moved on to Renee Zellweger.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh, do you?
I do.
I don't even remember the two of them dating.
But I remember Jen.
Yeah. The third season of Mad Men was on AMC.
Just watched an episode the other day.
The show Shark Tank debuted. For 10 years, people have been loving Shark Tank.
People do love it.
Paula Abdul said, I'm not coming back as a judge on American Idol. And it's not because I have a drug problem. Quentin Tarantino's seventh full-length film, Inglourious Basterds, hit theaters. He's only done three more since then. Django Unchained, which is one of his very best. Hateful Eight, really good. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, most boring movie I've seen. The first movie I've walked out of in 15 years. The first Twilight movie was a big winner at the Teen Choice Awards. Hmm. Weirdly, it didn't receive a single Oscar. Not even a single nomination. Oh, so strange. And Disney announced that they were buying Marvel for $4 billion. Dang. And then the last 10 years happened, and now all those things are old news. Oh, my God, Baby Shark, I can't get enough.
Yeah.
And you brought it up this time, everyone. Everyone sees it. Everyone
and
point.
And now...
It's your fault. You did this.
And now... Oh, I like the remix.
Yeah, me too. Hey! Go on, Shark!
So... There's multicolored berry-flavored O's paired with mini marshmallows. No sharp, not shark-shaped or anything, which seems silly. But there's a baby shark cereal, and it's headed to Sam's Club and Walmart.
Mm.
So, in case your kid is still totally into that, now you can feed them pure sugar. Little marshmallows, kill it. Marshmallows, it sounds like a combination of Lucky Charms and Fruit Loops, which... might be the perfect combo. if you want Sugar Shock. It seems like we share too much on social media. I mean, I just feel like a lot of times you see somebody post something and go, why did you do that? Why would you think to do that? Maybe it's because we're just not thinking. And sometimes when you have kids, you're not thinking. Like, you're just in the thick of it. And I don't know, your publicist calls and says, hey, you better put something up on social media. You need to have a presence. So Armie Hammer, of all people. Oh, you know about this?
Yeah, I saw it.
He apparently posts about his kid here and there. I don't know how much posting he does. But he posted a 6-second video of his 2-year-old son, Ford, sucking on his toes, on Armie Hammer's toes. It shows Ford, the kid, Ford, with his dad's big toe and second toe shoved into his mouth. And then he spits them out and starts laughing. So he thinks it's funny. You know, dad probably laughed at it. But then Armie Hammer adds the hashtag Fush Fetish on Fleek.
What?
And he claimed that it went on for 7 minutes. So naturally, the internet went, what? What now? So Armie's wife, Elizabeth, said it was 5 seconds. And Ford's fondness for feet, the little boy's fondness for feet, is a running joke in their family. And sharing it with the world probably wasn't a good idea. So here's the voice of reason in their family.
His mom.
Yes, she said, listen, our kids' safety and well-being is always our top priority. Mm-hmm. The kid, it just does it to make him laugh.
It's totally harmless. It's funny. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's just like when Tom Brady kissed his son on the mouth. You know, everyone loses their mind. Or, you know, celebrities post their daughters, their baby daughters in bikinis. Everyone loses their mind. Well, people just like to lose their mind. We need something to lose our mind over.
I don't know
over.
If this was over vacation, but did you see the video? People went crazy when Tom Brady pulled his daughter off that ledge. They were.
No.
I don't know if they were in Hawaii. I don't know where they Costa Rica. I don't know where they were. But the little girl wanted to jump. And then he's okay. Like, you know, 1, 2. And then she kind of changes her mind and pulls back. But he was already in motion. And so when you see the video, it looks like he's like dragging her.
Oh.
And it could have been
Jump off together.
Yeah. It could have been a really dangerous situation.
I did not see that.
She like pulled back at the last second and it was already in motion.
People went stopping.
Nuts.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, she could have got really hurt.
Sure. Well, that's when you have a choice whether or not to post something. That's what it comes down to. You know? Yes,
maybe,
I'm going to post
it. Maybe we shouldn't post this. Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to take a second and go, how could this come back to bite me in the ass?
Well, you'd think after the trouble he got in with the kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the kiss was a thing.
And
And I think it was from that. Oh, that's it? Can I see that again? Oh, they're not that high.
Well, nevertheless.
Let me see.
So she's going to. Oh.
Oh, you're going.
Yeah. Yep.
Dad weighs over 200 pounds. You're going.
He can't just let go of you and have that night. And actually, it's good he needed to pull her because there are freaking rocks right there.
Exactly.
Like, he couldn't not pull her.
Right. Now, that doesn't seem that bad. The kiss thing, though, remember he did that thing on Facebook?
Yeah.
It was a show, Tom Brady show on Facebook. And the kiss was that. People went crazy.
Right.
And it was.
Because it was a long kiss on the mouth, like a kiss with your child.
Well, and I think, didn't it go, there was a kiss, and the kid starts walking away, and he goes, no, 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 come back and give me a good kiss. And then they kissed for like an extended.
I don't remember exactly how that went down. I thought he just said, you're not leaving without giving me a kiss.
Something like that.
But it was, I mean, look, I kiss my kids on the, well, I did. They don't let me kiss them on the mouth anymore, but. You know, I guess I knew better than to post it because people have their opinions on that stuff. And, you know, you're just opening yourself up to that. Anyway, Armie Hammer's son sucks his dad's toes, I think is the takeaway from this story.
Yeah. I can honestly say I've never let my kids do that. They've never asked and I've never let them.
Right.
Never
if
happened.
If they did, I'd kick them in the mouth. Get away from me, you dummy.
Yikes.
I would like to say thank you to the Bay Area for nominating us to the Bay Area Hall of Fame,
That's
Radio
right.
Hall of Fame, or electing us to it. I mean, we actually won that honor.
We did win. Yay.
One thing that we did not win, we were actually nominated to the National Radio Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the results are in from that?
They are in. So we did find out last week before they made this announcement that we had not. And listen,
look, I didn't find that out. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Greg wrote us an email last week saying,
or wrote you an email last week.
No, I'm sure
there was an email. There was an email put on the intercom.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the intercom. Yeah. So maybe I was on vacation, man.
Fusey, I think, forwarded it to me.
I didn't see that.
But anyway, so
you don't have an intercom email.
I don't have that. I don't need that. But it was an honor to be nominated for the National Radio Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It's huge. And
it is
we
huge.
Were in very good company.
Absolutely.
We did not win.
Who won?
Well, I have a bunch of inductees. It's packed with big names. It would have been amazing to be included in this list.
Well, we might get in if we stay together.
Sure. Oh my. And why wouldn't we stay together?
Right. Well,
stay
I don't know.
Together.
These companies try to pry people apart.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just go somewhere else together. Stop it. Let's stay together, Vinny.
Let's stay together.
Loving you, weather. Whether the ratings are good or bad, happy or sad.
Anyway, in our category, who made it?
You know, they don't have it broken down by category. I'm going to say Kevin and Bean were
in our category. They made it?
They are the ones who
good
made
for
it.
Them.
So, good. And you know what? Congratulations to Kevin and Bean. They're Southern California establishment.
Legends, yeah.
Right. They are
and they're breaking up
there.
This year.
Yeah.
Which is...
well, then maybe that's why they're... One of them is retiring. At least one of them.
Yeah. Mm. No, one of them is. The other one's like, what?
Yeah.
It's expensive to live around here. What are you, nuts?
Well, the other guy, I don't think, lives there anymore. He
no,
moved
I know.
Away
that,
a few
that's
years
the
ago.
Guy. He's out. He's going to go travel.
Seattle?
I think
yeah,
so.
I think he was based in Seattle. Ryan Seacrest made it in.
Yeah.
Kiss FM. Dr. Ruth, for her syndicated Dr. Ruth show.
Oh, good for Ruth.
She made it in. You take the penis? John Tesh, who does a radio show called Intelligence for Your Life.
Oh, God, it's so boring, but people love it.
Yeah. Well, he also used to do that new age music, too. Uh-huh, like, he's a super boring dude. Anyway, congratulations to him. Jim Rome for the Jim Rome Show. Mm. Kevin and Bean. Joe Madison, they call him the Black Eagle. I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
A longtime New York City DJ named Harry Harrison and Sean Hollywood Hamilton. Mm. From WKTU-FM in New York. So I guess the induction ceremony is in New York. I would have loved to have gone to New York.
That would have been a good reason to go.
It would have been great. But anyway, congratulations to all those people. And
guess you guys
nice
to
be
to
considered.
The ceremony here happening in a couple months.
Yeah, we'll go to that.
I did some research on the... Lil Nas X thing?
Yeah.
And Mariah Carey. Is it possible that it was just Billboard because this Black Eyed Peas says it's charted for 26 weeks at number one in 2009? Because the highest charting was One Sweet Day before that. And then Despacito beat it out.
Well, look at, I want you to look at the same chart and see what I Got a Feeling did. They're saying.
Yeah, it says 14 weeks.
Oh, only 14 weeks. Mm-hmm. So maybe it was like a hip hop chart or something.
On some other chart.
But just for the general sales chart, you're saying Lil Nas X currently holds debut or any or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of all time.
Of all time. How long should a no spoilers rule for movies and TV shows last? They have a definitive answer here.
Mm. Well, it's different for.
They surveyed 2,000 people and said, how long before you can talk about a movie? Mm-hmm. How long before you can talk about a TV show? And they have
I would
a
say
definitive answer.
For film, I would say 2 weeks.
10 days.
And
they say 2 full weekends of release need to go by before you can be talking about it.
For TV, I would say 48 hours.
They're saying 33, so you can't talk about it. But you're right. You can't talk about it the next day. Mm-hmm. You can talk about it the day after.
Mm.
And they said, look, if you know, the problem is I don't think they're really taking into consideration things like Stranger Things that drops every episode all at once.
Oh, yeah.
So people, like it took me... A week or more to watch that whole thing. And it does seem like if you binge it all in one night, 33 hours isn't enough before you start talking about it.
I don't even think anyone should be expected to or should ever binge everything in one night. Like, that is...
No, exactly.
That's more human than human. Like, we really can't be expected to sit still. That's a superpower. That's like
Totally agree.
That's a lard-ass superpower.
Mm-hmm. Or addiction. I have that power. I have that.
I don't have
it. I can sit for 12 hours straight. No question.
Does
Yuzette
have it?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Then
I'm
you
not
guys
exactly
have
proud
those.
About it.
Right. But even though I can sit that long, I don't often do it. Like, I just, mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit and binge a whole show. I actually get sick of a show. You know, like,
yeah,
let's take
you
a
don't
break from
this. You're ruining
right.
it.
You're
like,
just
I actually
through
went through Stranger Things. I dropped Big Brother completely and went through Stranger Things in a week. Mm-hmm. That's what it took me, an episode a night. And I did it in as fast as I could so it wouldn't get spoiled.
Right.
And loved it.
Yeah, it was
like,
good.
I really thought they did a good job.
Solid third season.
Yes.
You're back on Big Brother, though, right?
Yes, and the last episode on Sunday, epic. I rewatched because I had to mow through it
right.
Monday morning
yes.
before our show. I rewatched it last night, and it's just as
good,
as scandalous, as...
Awful people.
It's weird that they must have done it on purpose, right? That there are two groups of people that know each other in there. They had to have done that. That can't be. Look, it's a small world. I get it. I've heard the song and I understand. Whatever.
Right.
But
you know,
there's
I'm
no
not
way
sure that Holly that's... and Catherine actually, or Kat, whatever her name is, mm-hmm. Because they had said earlier in the show, and listen, I don't watch the live feeds. So I don't know all the stuff because there are two people in there who definitely know each other. Tommy and Christy, they know
and
each other.
And that was purposefully done.
I'm sure.
Yeah, totally.
But the other two, Holly was saying, we know of each other because we're both pageant people. They're apparently both
on the circuit.
Beauty pageant mm-hmm. circuit people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that it is possible the show didn't know. I guess.
No.
No,
the
they
show
no,
knows.
They have to have
right.
So many contestants trying to get on that show.
But they weren't friends in real life. It was, you know, if they were acquaintances, it was acquaintances at best. It wasn't like they had a relationship with each other or so
and
they
maybe,
played it off.
Are they their friends in there or
they
do
are.
They not like each other?
No, they're
maybe
friends.
The show hoped that because they're pageant queens, you know, people say they don't get along. Because they're competing.
Oh, that they would
that perhaps
be fighting?
That they would, yeah.
No, they're actually, they seem to be pretty good with each
well,
other.
Well, look, what I'm saying is you may not know someone like you haven't hung out with them,
mm-hmm.
but if someone...
If you went into a house and saw someone that you knew,
that well,
I've seen you before.
Name yeah. anyone in radio in the
totally.
Bay Area.
Someone,
like,
oh, me
Chewy.
And Don Blue yeah. would totally be... Me and Chewy would hang out.
The, mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's like, okay, you don't know each other like you
mm-hmm.
hang, but you respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
You have very similar experiences.
Yeah.
You're drawn to each other
there's
almost immediately.
Already. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no question that that's something yeah. that they knew they were setting up.
Right.
And then this third guy, the guy in the middle, what's that all about? They all know him.
You talking about Mickey?
Yeah. They know him.
How do they know him?
They were dating before they even went in the house, I thought.
Oh, they were?
That Holly chick,
why
yes.
was he dating Catherine then when he first got
know.
In there?
I don't know. That's
yeah,
what I'm asking
I don't, it's
you.
It's confusing, too, just because of the way he put it out there. Like, he put it out there like it was all fact.
These two knew each other.
And then, but maybe...
But then it turns out he knows them, too, or has some... So what I'm saying is I did miss a few weeks.
Yeah.
Was he doing the blonde first?
Yes.
In the house?
Yes. I don't know if they were doing it. I don't really, I don't watch the.
Because
yeah, I don't know.
Just
I don't watch
kiss,
it. I just read about it.
And then stop?
I think that he, remember I told you he actually broke up with her on the show, basically.
Yeah, I missed all that.
Yeah, that was early on. They were together for a couple episodes.
Well, on Sunday night's episode, they were saying, these three people know each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that, how it detailed that was.
It wasn't that detailed. Like, it was really sort of the first you'd heard of it on the show, other than Holly saying, I am aware that she was also in the pageant world. Hmm. That was as far as it had ever gone. They weren't like, oh, we know each other, we're teamed up. They like each other, though. They are teamed up. So, yeah, that could very well be based on that, Vinny. And now we are
super late.
Beyond late.
What just happened? Did you even do the story?
I did do the story. The last story was the spoiler thing, and then somehow we got over onto
Big Brother.
Oh, because you said you gave up Big Brother because of Stranger Things, and I said, but you're back on Big Brother now, and then we started talking about
it.
Okay, right. Okay, we'll be back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Let's do this. Get right to the news. We're so late, Vinny.
What just happened?
Eat more of your time.
My God. Don't you have anything to promote?
I mean, I have plenty of things to promote, but I just feel like we went so late in the trash. I don't want to eat up any more of your time.
You want to promote the stair climb?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So when's the last time you were in a swimming pool?
Oh, God, it's been forever.
Forever.
I can't even.
It's funny because
my parents' house.
The pool party photos just got finished. Oh. And you were actually, you've dipped your feet in.
I was in a fountain.
So was I. I was in that fountain.
Oh, do you mean did I put my feet in the pool?
You did, but actually.
Oh, that's right.
That's not why.
Because we were taking more photos, right.
Airbnb surprisingly changed the rental business. Actually, there's even car shares now. Car shares.
Airbnb.
Beat Airbnb to market. I'm not sure, but now they
like the Zipcar.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely the area for a while. My kid does that all the time.
Swimply. Oh. Swimply? Swimply.
Oh, I heard about this over vacation. This
Swimply,
is so
like
cool.
Simply?
It's a new service where people can now rent their swimming pools.
Yeah.
Oh. Like out for a pool party?
Or just for a swim.
Oh. Yeah.
If you've been, so I usually go to.
That seems like an insurance nightmare.
The Bay Club in Los Gatos.
Yes.
Shame.
Just lightly. Hit it
I
light.
Can't. I don't know
you
why
can
I
can't. Touch
I,
it.
I'm not.
Oh my God.
All right.
More. That's my cow.
More yeah, though. Pull yours, Sarah.
Anyway. I love those pools, and I feel super comfortable in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The pool right near my house,
mm-hmm.
right near my house, the one I can walk to,
mm-hmm.
is very small.
Mm.
And just recently, there were two little kids in there, like diaper kids. Like, I'm all, man. Like, you get that feeling where you just go, I don't want to share this pool with people.
Right.
But my kids all... I don't care. Look, I'm drinking. She doesn't. She loves to swim and just wants to swim.
Yeah.
So, but man, that pool's
foul.
Not. Yeah. Well, I can see why someone.
That's what chlorine's for, everybody.
That's funny.
Would be desperate on a hot day to take a dip in peace. I could see why.
Instead
you
of in
would,
pee.
Right.
I'm with you.
Hourly rates apparently are higher than what a day pass at your local public pool might cost you. And most places have an hour minimum. But with this new app, I guess you'll be able to rent a neighbor's pool.
I like it.
Yeah. Maybe, an event, a pool party.
And it's more importantly, the people who have pools who never use them.
Yeah.
Which is pretty, there's a lot of people.
Sure, you're paying a lot of money for a pool.
Of your pool. But that's a good point you brought up earlier, Sarah, is the insurance.
Well, I mean, if you're coming over there with 20 little kids and something happens, God forbid.
I wonder if there's some rule that you have to have a lifeguard on duty if X amount of people are there.
I don't know. Look on the thing and see if it says anything about that.
The website allows you to quickly search for pools by location and availability. For property owners who don't use their pool every day and are looking to make some cash, Swimply is happening here in California, Florida, Texas, and other 20 other states across
the... Probably have to provide a bathroom, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's certainly a lot of questions there.
Or there's a release.
Right.
Look,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have to look after your people in this pool. Sorry.
You can use
I'm not
pool.
Providing that. I'm providing you the
Here's
water.
Here's a porta potty. Mm-hmm. Because that would be my thing. Like, oh,
Yeah, I guess you. I would do the porta potty. I wouldn't say this gives you access into my home.
Right.
That's not happening.
But who wants to load a porta potty? I mean, a porta potty's $100 a day, probably easy.
No doubt.
Good point. Well, maybe people are letting them into their home. That's
right.
What's it called again? Swimply.
Swimply.
Like simply, just but Swimply.
Uh huh.
Just add a W.
Right.
Dub.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it is actually kind of a good idea. If your next door neighbor had a pool and you could rent it for $50 an hour, you might want to do it.
You have to get your own insurance for that, though. Mm. Simply is not an insurer, and the insurance is between you and the guest that's booking your pool.
Well, you've got homeowners. I just wonder if...
I wouldn't want to expose myself to
either.
That at all.
No.
No, thanks.
Like, you know what? I think I'll bulldoze my pool. Just have a nice yard.
You know what's weird is my brother's putting in a pool right now.
Oh, really?
My littlest brother. And it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised he's doing it.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because you have, you know, when you have...
It's hot where he lives.
You have a big... It is, right, sure. But when you have a big backyard, you think, oh, we've got so much room. And then you go, we're going to dig a pool. And suddenly, the pool looks like there's, like, I'm all, you're going to let the bushes ride the rim there?
Mm. Mm.
Like, I feel like you need to clear the sides out on.
You'd want to be able to walk around it.
Right.
Because you need to skim it.
So I'm surprised, but it's, you know.
What are you cackling about? What do you know about pools?
No, I totally get it. I was thinking about, it's the same thing like a pool table. You put it in a room and you need all that
yeah,
area.
Yeah, you need
around
all
it.
The air.
Otherwise,
right.
you
need
fit
one
the,
of those
the table,
sticks.
You still hit the wall when you're trying to play.
Right. So suddenly, a pool or a backyard that seems super spacious becomes super tight.
Well, you could get a smaller pool.
It's a small pool.
Hmm. Have you seen those ones where it shoots a jet of water at you?
No, that's not a pool.
It is a pool. Listen, and then you can swim against it. So
I know.
It's like doing laps.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like
I've
a constant
commercial. Yes.
Those things
that.
Are freaking great.
No, they're not.
They're small.
That's not a pool.
Oh, that's great.
Super small.
That isn't a pool.
That's super
that's
awesome.
That's a bathtub.
No, that's good. That's, you know, that's all you need. You want to do laps in your pool? No problem. Just swim into the right. stream.
It's called an endless pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good.
$16,000.
Oh,
dang.
Damn.
What's a pool cost to
put
in?
A lot more than $16,000.
Yeah. They're expensive.
So yeah. I put in San Francisco to find a pool, and I got one, let's see, Cupertino, Concord, Santa Clara. About $50 to $95
per hour.
Mm. Well,
some really pretty ones, too. It's not a bad.
The pee pool by my house is $4, so comparatively.
Yeah, of course, that's full of pee.
Right.
You know,
it is.
It's up to you. Or in poo, possibly poo. They shock the water after that happens.
A woman in Northwest Wisconsin named Ashley Rose bought a bottle of conditioner at Walmart the other day. Pantene Pro V Sheer Volume.
Oh, please don't tell me. That is my brand, and I don't want to know that there was a rat in there. Please.
Worse, Nair.
Oh.
What? She put Nair all over her head?
She didn't know. The first time she used it, her hair started falling out in clumps. Apparently, someone mixed Nair hair remover into the bottle, then put it back on the shelf.
Oh, my God.
Ashley's mom posted a photo of the hair she lost in the shower, and then Ashley posted photos of bald spots on her head.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
There were so many bald spots, she ended up shaving her whole head. Now police are looking into it, trying to figure out who's responsible.
Oh, my God.
They don't know if this is more of that stunting in Walmarts, like the ice cream licking.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or if this is these people. Remember the person who put, what was the chili, the thing that, was it a finger,
finger
in the chili?
Wendy's chili. Yeah.
And then it turned out that was their, they
yeah,
did it.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's going on here, but.
Oh, my God.
They did that. You know the movie, The Other Woman?
No.
Your boy, Jamie Lannister's in there.
Oh.
And the women did that to him.
They put
he was
Nair?
Cheating with all three of them.
I don't want him to lose his hair.
That's a good movie.
They terrible. Did that to him, though. His mm-hmm. his hair came out. Oh, boy.
He lost his hand.
Oh, is that the hair?
Oh, yeah, my God. There's so much hair.
You know what? My shower looked like that after the baby was born.
Yeah, when all the hair falls out.
Christina's hair was
you don't
coming
lose a single hair when you're pregnant.
In clumps. It was
poor
frightening.
Thing. Yeah.
I had to snake the drain every couple, like, I'd say in 2 weeks, the thing was you'd start having water come up to your ankles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Why didn't she pull that hair out?
No, it
goes right down the drain.
It was down in.
Guys need one of those, there's like, you know, it's like a disc you set around.
Yeah, I know.
Screen over it.
Yeah.
Need that.
Anyway, yeah, the hair comes out. It's crazy.
Well, it is. It's funny how hairy you get when you're pregnant. Like, even your face gets super hairy. Like, none of your hair falls out. Even, like, facial hair that, you know, you've got hair on your face, but it gets long. Like, it just doesn't fall out.
She has a whole new set of, like, she doesn't have bangs, but she has a whole new set of bangs, like,
oh, growing back
long,
in?
Which is the hair growing. It's crazy.
Wow.
She had to deal with that when for the wedding day. Like, how do I hide the regrowth? Weird.
That's anyway. Good that it's growing back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't yours? Yours
I don't
came
know.
Out, didn't it?
It did, but I didn't have, like, patches or anything.
Oh.
And I always have bangs, so who would know if it was growing out?
You never grew out your bangs?
I've grown them out, but not in a long time. I like having bangs. I'm a big-ass forehead.
Five-finger forehead?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Five-head, whatever they call it.
That's five-head, yeah. Yeah.
A five-finger forehead. I like that. Let's see if it is. No, it's just a four-finger forehead. Yeah, but it's still, you know.
Well, you're just hard on yourself. You're not even giving. You don't even.
Come on. That's a big forehead.
It's not that big.
Oh, thanks.
Reese Witherspoon has a huge.
She does have a big forehead. She has, like, all her whole face is crumpled down at the bottom.
God, you guys, I'm going to have to watch that. Maybe I'll watch one today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to start to notice a few things that you guys said.
Oh, and it's. Look. We're nitpicking it. The truth is, that's a good show.
Yeah, a really good show.
And weirdly, situation. I don't know the dude who plays her husband. I think he was on, what's that guy from? He's on another hit show.
No, he was on, his name was Adam Scott, and he was on Parks and Rec.
Okay,
and
whatever.
He's been on a ton of other, he does commercials. He's all over the place.
I've seen his commercials, but I've never seen any of his work. This is the first time I've seen his work.
Yeah, he's very good.
And I actually really like him.
The guy who plays Ed, Madeline's husband?
Yes.
Yeah.
I actually think he's very good.
Well, he's great.
I find him really handsome, too.
Oh.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of. He's sort of geeky, nerdy face looking, but he's handsome, and he seems smart, and then he's funny.
Oh, Weasley.
He is, but I like that. So his character gets caught in this situation where she's the best looking thing he's ever gotten. Mm. He's totally into her. And she's.
Don't tell you. Don't.
I don't want to give anything away, but it's interesting. His little dilemma where he's like, look, you're my dream girl. I scored. This is my home run. I couldn't do better.
Mm. Right.
I know that can't be that for you, you know, like, and I can imagine there's probably lots of couples like that where one partner feels like I'm the happiest person in the world. And the other's like,
you're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you.
You'll do for now.
You're great.
I'll settle.
Oh, darn. I'm out of time. Let me do some texts. Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, we got the pool pics from our pool party.
The fountain and the pool? I didn't see the pool ones.
All of them.
All of them.
I'm sure they're great.
What do you mean you don't want them?
Let's skim through all of them.
Take a look.
You should watch. I mean, it's super cute.
I can't believe I went all the way in the fountain, and it looks like I even took that water in my mouth because I'm spitting it out.
The insanity of you putting your entire self into this disgusting fountain water, which I'm sure it's the best. It's crystal geyser.
And then splashed on us.
Right. Oh, my God.
After we did
our hair.
Wearing
the outfit that I was planning to wear to the secret show 20 minutes later. Is that Vinny underwater? I can't see it. Oh, yeah, there he is. There he is, underwater, in like a suit. Like, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Oh, people are saying Adam Scott is from Santa Cruz.
Oh.
Is that right?
Well, he's working close to home down there in Monterey.
Yeah.
My boyfriend and I were talking about the Tom Brady video. If he didn't pull her, she would have tumbled down the rock.
Yeah.
People are crazy.
No, we came to the same conclusion as we watched him. So there's a video that Tom Brady put up. I guess they're on vacation somewhere, and he and his daughter are about to jump off a ledge into the water, and there are rocks protruding down at the bottom. And she sort of hesitates, and he yanks her. And if he hadn't, she 100% would have fallen straight onto those rocks.
I feel like most parents instinctually are not going to let something happen to their kid.
Right.
Period. Like, it ain't happening. Mm-hmm. Not with me around. No way. And that's to say, I'm that way with my kid.
Right. Maybe you wouldn't have stood at the top and said, let's jump off this ledge to begin with.
I don't know. But I.
She did seem like she was going to jump right up until she wasn't going to jump. And he, you know, he, like you said, he's 200 plus pounds and you're not going to.
Right.
You're not holding him up.
My kid has been skateboarding with me since she was born. Like, we had her laying on the skateboard and rolling her down the hall just for kicks, for fun, to keep. Because you're bored, I guess.
Keep the kid happy.
There was a time when I was skateboarding with her as she was older. We wiped out, and that kid didn't even know what happened. Like, I took the fall, and the kid swung out and put her down on her feet, and she was like, that was so fun, let's do it again. And I'm like, oh,
bleeding
my God.
Bleeding from eight places. No, we're not doing that again.
Crap.
Dad needs to go inside and mop up.
Gonna have to.
I need some gauze pads.
Gotta throw
and some
these
tape.
Pants away. And but yeah, you just don't let anything happen to your kid.
Yeah.
Good on Tom.
Yeah. Well, he needed to yank her out over those rocks. That was no joke. Those rocks were serious.
Could have been a different summer vacation.
A very different one. One that ended in tragedy.
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with Lindsay Lohan, and we'll see where we go from there.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.